If you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last just for one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part? Play for cold, hard cash and get paid the very next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. And for a limited time only, all our Betting Man listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit just by using our promo code BETTINGMAN. That's right. Play a real money game for free just by using our promo code BETTINGMAN. Come on, guys. Come play with me and John in the world of draft. This week, come play with me. Come play with us.
Come play away.
Jason Witten is going to the Monday Night Football booth. I'd rather listen to a spoon in a garbage disposal than John Gruden, so he may have a future. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. We're going to check in on the Major League Baseball season. We'll probably talk about Cobra Kai, because we do it every week. All today on If I Was a Betting Man! Vinny!
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Not much.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. The Mets aren't doing that good, but that's okay.
Again today?
Oh, boy.
Really?
11-0.
Wow. It was 7-0 yesterday, right?
Yeah, they're hurting. It's not April anymore.
Yeah.
You know the baseball season has started.
Did you see the article in the Times about Harvey this week?
Oh, no, I have not. What did it say?
Basically, it said what we all know, and that he is a head case and he's got to get over it if he's going to have success. Basically, they talk to the manager, they talk to the GM, and they say he knows why he's in the bullpen. And the only way he's going to get out of the bullpen is by listening to us and improving. The other thing that was interesting is they talked about his usage rate on his two pitches that have completely declined, his fastball and his slider, which...
Yes. You need those.
Well, he's lost velocity on them, and when they were his strongest pitches, which they're not anymore, he was using them around like 80%. Now he's up to 87%.
Of using them.
Yeah. Now that they're less effective. So clearly he has to get into a different headspace where he's not going to be able to throw a fastball.
Clearly, he has to be off the Mets. It's not going to work there.
No, I agree. And that they made that point in the second sentence of the article. They said maybe on another team in a couple years, you're going to see Matt Harvey as a starter.
Yes.
And then they have the whole article, and the GM, the coach, everybody says he knows where he is now. Whatever delusions he had before, now he knows where he is.
See, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. And I actually think it's hurting the team. I have a feeling that he's the type of guy that could really hurt a locker room that looked like it was doing well. But once the Harvey stuff started crumbling a little, the team has come back down to earth. I'm not putting it all on him because that's not fair.
Right.
He's obviously not starting right now.
Right.
But there is something to be said about his demeanor.
His attitude. I mean, who wants to sit in the bullpen next to him during a game? And they're like, Harvey, warm up. And he's like, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it. Life sucks and then you die. But he's making a lot of money. He's making $7 million a year. I get it. Things haven't worked out the way Matt Harvey really wants him to. But then Matt Harvey could come into the world of Vin Barnum and be like, you know what? My life's not that bad.
No, it's pretty good. And also, you know, he's still flying around the country in between starts, going to restaurant openings and doing all that Harvey shit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's fine when you're... 20-year-old. How old was he? 21.
Who did he lose his girlfriend to?
Oh, I don't know.
Someone more popular and famous. And it really just...
I mean, to me, that's pretty much anybody. I've never been a big Harvey guy. But anyway.
On the level of Dark Knights, is he at least a better Dark Knight than George Clooney? Like, where would you rate
him? No, I think Clooney's perfect. I think he's right there as Clooney.
Okay, so you're saying that... See, I would put maybe him better as a Dark Knight than George Clooney.
Would you say, so he's like a Val Kilmer?
See, I thought Val Kilmer was better than George Clooney.
Right. Everyone did.
Yeah.
Even George Clooney.
Yeah.
Even George Clooney ranked.
I'd put him on there, like a Val Kilmer, Adam West type of line.
Oh, Adam West is way better than Val Kilmer.
No, I liked Val Kilmer.
the Adam West. Val Kilmer was the with the Joker, or not the Joker, with the Riddler.
The Riddler and Two-Face and Nicole Kidman.
And Nicole Kidman.
That and was, Seal.
Let's not forget Kiss from a Rose for a second. For 1 second of our lives.
Can't forget
we cannot not think about Kiss from a Rose. That movie was a big movie. I just happened to be at the right age. And it was
1995?
It was so hyped. I think maybe even before that.
Okay.
It was so hyped up. And watching MTV, I also liked the U2 song from that soundtrack, which was Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a deep cut. But the Kiss from a Rose was on MTV every third video.
Every third video.
For a year. And then I went to see it with my whole family to see Batman with Val Kilmer. And it was, what's the word? Terrible. That movie was terrible. Jim Carrey.
Phenomenal.
At the peak of his powers. You have Tommy Lee Jones, of all people, giving so many interviews. And when everybody asked him, why Two-Face? Why this movie? He had nothing to say.
No. He was like,
can I say the money? I can't say the money. Okay. I don't know. Because kids like it. I don't know.
I've always wondered what the third Tim Burton movie would have been.
What about the Tim Burton Superman movie?
Ooh, that was
with Nicolas Cage as Superman. How fucking weird would that movie have been?
It would have been great.
That movie would have been awesome.
It would have been.
We were robbed that we never got to see that Tim Burton Nicolas Cage Superman movie. There's a great documentary, I guess, about that movie. I think Kevin Smith did.
Yes.
That is worth a watch. And they show Nicolas Cage in the Superman outfit, and he's got like hair down like past his shoulders. And it's just like, this is going to be bizarre and awesome. I really want to
basically
see
like it. Every Nicolas Cage movie since.
Since everyone.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Since everyone. So the Cavaliers have beaten the Raptors 128 to 110.
I'm hearing LeBron had some game.
And Cleveland leads 2-0. I haven't watched a minute of it. I rushed over here. And I have to say, we actually placed a bet on this series last week.
We did.
And when I made that bet, I walked out thinking, ugh. You know, I don't know how many times I said on the podcast, I think the Raptors are going to win that, you know. And, man, I was wrong.
And again, the Raptors have fooled me.
Yep.
Again. Yep. I mean, that's pretty spineless and gutless not to be able to win a game at home.
Yeah, well,
I guess they'll win
one at home.
Will they?
Yeah.
They might get swept now.
No, I don't think they'll get swept.
LeBron James is that great. I get it. But boy, the Raptors, I didn't watch a second of this game. That first game, they choked.
Yeah.
They were up by 10 with 9 minutes and 54 seconds left. 538, what is it called?
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
The odds with
the
10
silver
minutes,
website.
Yeah. 10 minutes left. At that rate, they were 94% chance of winning, and they blew that fucking game. It just makes no sense to me. Really doesn't. The Cavaliers were not ahead in that game until overtime.
Right.
Until they won.
It's incredible. That's just classic LeBron. I mean, I'm
so tired of
it. It's an amazing. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. Everybody's so sick of him, and he just is so good. He is so good in a way that, you know, there's no, he doesn't play with grace. You know what I mean?
Here's
he's not
thing,
Kobe. He doesn't like drive. He's like a bigger, you know, he seems like he's larger and more powerful than everybody else on the floor. That he has more strength. His ability to jump higher. Like,
I just don't want to see him in the finals again complaining that he can't win. Like, that's my, I love him. My
there's going to be
is
no good finals. There's not going to be a good finals. No matter who gets there against the Warriors right now, there's going to be no good finals.
No.
Unless somebody can continue to trick Draymond into being a jerk-off like Anthony Davis did the other night when they were rolling around on the floor.
Unless Charles Barkley goes and punches him in the face.
Yeah, well, you can't get a technical after the game.
No.
I don't think. But and I also don't think that Charles Barkley's going to punch him in the face.
I'd like to see that, but
that fight?
Well, I just love
that would be a sad.
I love that Barkley like hates Draymond, and I love Charles Barkley. But you're hating the guy who is probably you, like you were that guy 20 years ago. Charles Barkley was Draymond Green 20 years ago.
I think Charles Barkley was better. Well, I don't know. Yeah, probably better. for career wise. He'll probably have a better career. He's probably.
Probably.
But also, he wasn't as cheap. He was, you know, he did some things on the court that were questionable. He was a gamer. He, you know, definitely was a talker on the floor.
Yes.
Did a lot, but he didn't do this shit that Draymond does. Nobody does this shit that Draymond does, where he's like lifting his legs up to try to tangle people, you know.
But it's working. It works for him. I mean, he's about to win his third title, probably.
Yeah.
He's a huge part of it. I think.
Yes, he's a huge part of it. His defense is a huge part of it, and he comes through on offense.
The Warriors didn't win that title 2 years ago because not because of anyone else, but by Draymond not being in that lineup.
I agree.
I actually think with
before
him
Durant,
and,
yes, before they had Durant.
Before Durant.
Now they have Durant. They could probably win the title without Draymond.
They probably could. They probably could.
They could. They definitely could.
The Rockets lost last night.
I know.
That was shocking.
Listen, that's
Donovan Mitchell has become like this shiny little star.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how long it lasts. I mean, he looks amazing. And that I can't tell you how many times I watched that play from last night in slow motion where he
drives
looks
like
up.
The Prince dunk.
Chilling. Right. Yeah, exactly. It
looked like the Prince dunk.
It did look like the Prince dunk. I think I did see him at the top of the key call computer 7 right before that play happened. But yeah, he just jumped up in the air. Where did he come from? How did he get that height right after he is being fouled on two sides? How does he jump up and get that ball in the hoop?
I don't get it.
It looked incredible. It was an incredible play. The Jazz are going to lose that series. They have no shot. And I don't think the Jazz are going to win another game.
Yeah, you don't think they'll win another game?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Just to keep the NBA, so now the Sixers, Celtics have game has started.
Yes.
Just today, we're recording this on a Thursday at about 8:45 right now. I just want to talk a little bit about how the Celtics got where they are right now, because it's incredible. How does it make any sense that they're up a game in this series against the 76ers?
No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that all of a sudden Terry Rozier is one of the best players in the league.
Well,
Brad Stevens is amazing.
That's the thing, right? To do a quick timeline of how the 2018 Celtics got here, the first thing you got to mention is Brad Stevens was hired 5 years ago.
Yes.
Brad Stevens, who is the coach of the year, right?
Yes.
There's no way, right? It's got to be him. Who
it's
else?
Probably him.
Who else would it be?
The only other guy I think of is the guy from the Jazz, Snyder.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't assume D'Antoni would get it again because he got it last year, right?
Yeah, probably not. No, I think he's already been recognized. Okay. Brad Stevens hired 5 years ago. Fast forward to the draft. They picked Tatum third. Everybody says, that's way too early. You should have picked, Frank Ntilikina. I mean, there's so
and
much.
Now you have Dr. J coming out saying that Tatum should have been the number one pick.
Yep. Well, everybody has 20/20 hindsight. Yeah. I said that Tatum was, a little bit early. I said that he was my favorite player because he was so dominant in college and also just such a great team player in college.
Yes.
And he went into the right situation, obviously, with Brad Stevens as the coach. Then the season, before the season also, the Celtics deal Isaiah Thomas. The city erupts. The city is furious that they're getting rid of Isaiah Thomas. They trade Isaiah Thomas to the Cavs for Kyrie Irving. And to me, you remember that scene in Tommy Boy where this is me summing up the Isaiah Thomas trade to Cleveland. Remember that scene in Tommy Boy where Chris Farley like backs up against a pillar and bends the door of David Spade's car like way beyond where it should be open.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, no. And then he moves to the other side of the car. David Spade comes out of the gas station, opens the door, and the door falls off the car onto the ground. And Chris Farley goes, what'd you do? That's how I feel the Isaiah Thomas trade to Cleveland was. He gets to Cleveland and he cannot play. And when he can play, he looks like shit. And they're like, Boston, come on. What? What? And their Boston is literally like,
"What'd you do?
What'd you do? What'd you do to him?" Anyway, Kyrie's great,
and now Kyrie's done.
Kyrie. So then the next thing that happens, Kyrie. Well, no, the next thing that happens is Kyrie or is Gordon Hayward goes down.
Yes,
with a broken leg and the most brutal
game one of the season.
Yeah, in the most brutal moment I've ever seen in the NBA, his leg breaks. Kyrie has a solid season. Everybody's pretty good. You know, Kyrie steps up and looks great. Tatum has his up and downs, but overall looks like an amazing pick for them. And then Kyrie gets hurt. They go to the playoffs. Jaylen Brown steps up out of nowhere. Then he gets hurt, and he's been out. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Now Terry Rozier steps up.
It doesn't matter.
Rozier. And they win game one.
And not even did they win. They blew the door open.
It was really something. It's going to be interesting to see how the 76ers. Right now they're up 8-0 in the first quarter.
Sixers?
Yeah.
There we go. Let's go Sixers.
I think the Sixers are going to win this game. I think they're going to lose another game
and they'll take it in 6.
Yeah, I think 6. But man, what a crazy season for the Celtics.
Crazy.
It's like I mean, being a Celtics fan is great.
In general, being from New England seems to be a pretty good thing.
Yeah, fuck that place.
I mean, you got the Bruins, you got the Red Sox, the Patriots. Ugh.
It's gross. It's all gross. I hate all of those teams. Okay.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty clear. Let's talk about Jason Witten for a second.
Good for him.
Retiring after 15 years.
Good for him.
In the NFL.
Good for him.
That's incredible.
It is. He's one of the best top three tight ends of all time.
I mean, it's crazy that there's probably at least two, probably more, better than him. Well, no. I don't know. There's still active guys. Yeah, you're right. Top three of all time.
Top three of all time. I don't even...
And one of the best players of the last...
And what seems to be like anyone I've read about who have played with him, like one of the best teammates you could possibly
great
have.
Great teammate. Everybody loves him. From the guys that played with him in 2003 when he was a rookie. How crazy is that? He was a rookie in 2003.
That's nuts.
That's the year I graduated from college.
Him and Romo came in the same year, or did Romo come the year before? I can't remember, but I know they were around the same time.
Yeah, right around the same time.
He was a Parcells guy.
He was a Parcells guy. And also, think about this. He had... His first year, he only had one touchdown in 2003. 2004 and 2005, he had 6. And in 2017, he had 5.
Yeah.
With a high of 9 in 2010.
Yes.
That's nuts.
And how many times, I mean, I can't imagine how many catches he averaged in a season. I mean.
Well, I can tell you.
The guy was just phenomenal. And there's no way he can be worse than the guy who before him in John Gruden. Like, right. You can't be any worse. The only thing is how many fucking cowboy guys do I have to listen to now on the fucking every channel?
Yeah.
Aikman, Romo, Witten.
Well, that'll all go away. And then he'll take over on Monday Night Football and they'll try to pretend that he never played in the league. You know what I mean? They'll never bring up the fact that he was on the Cowboys for 15 fucking years.
Yes.
On May 1st, 2003... which was 2 days ago in 2018, George W. Bush declared that the war in Iraq was over with the Mission Accomplished banner.
Nice.
That's how long he's been playing in the NFL. That is nuts. That is absolutely nuts.
And since then, George W. has become an amazing painter.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing that's really incredible about this.
Yes.
this segment of the podcast is how good of a painter George W. Bush became. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought it?
There weren't even any odds on that. So the odds are out for who's going to win the 2018 NFL MVP. Who do you think, Vinny?
Aaron Rodgers.
That is 100% correct.
He's always going to be number one.
What do you think the number is?
The number is 7-1.
It is 6-1.
6-1.
Very good, Vinny. Very good. $100 bet pays $600 on Aaron Rodgers. Who do you think is the second?
Second would be solid quarterback. Carson Wentz.
No.
Nah, he might not be back in time. Oh, Drew Brees.
No. Don't overthink this.
It's Tom Brady again?
It's Tom Brady.
He's not going to be in that race again.
It is nuts. Plus 700. He's just on Aaron Rodgers' coattails.
Where's Jimmy Garoppolo, baby?
Carson Wentz is at plus 1,100. 11-1. Let me see. Jimmy Garoppolo. Boy. Oh, there he is. Plus 2,000. I don't think so.
Saquon Barkley is going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. That's
so we have the odds on Offensive Rookie of the Year as well.
He should be the favorite. He's going to win.
He is the favorite at plus 150. You should bet that.
I mean, I won't bet it. I don't want to ruin his career.
Right. Good point.
But I will bet it. I'll ruin someone else's career.
You know. Well, then go ahead. Go ahead and bet. Who do you think is in second place?
I'm going to bet so I could ruin his career. The Jet quarterback.
Baker Mayfield.
No, Darnold.
Or Darnold. Yeah, Sam Darnold. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, Baker Mayfield. His career's already ruined. He's with the Browns.
Yeah. He's at plus 300.
Baker Mayfield should just jump
for rookie
the
of the year. He's in second place.
He's in second place.
And then there's a tie for third among Josh Rosen and Josh Allen.
Okay.
The Joshes. I mean, I'll tell you what. If Josh Allen wins rookie of the year, that is going to be incredible. I don't see that happening.
I mean, it could happen.
I don't see that happening.
Certainly could.
That means the Bills would have a legit team for the foreseeable future if he wins Rookie of the Year. That would be incredible.
The Bills, once again, will finish ahead of the Dolphins.
I predict that that's the case, yes.
Yeah, Dolphins are going to finish in dead last.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm not high on the Dolphins. Can you drink that a little bit closer to the mic, please?
You should. Coca-Cola.
What is Coca-Cola's slogan now?
I don't know.
I have no idea. What happened? Shouldn't we know that? Isn't that something we should know?
Coca-Cola, great for cleaning your bathroom. Have you ever done that? Like clean the bathroom? Oh, it's good.
What are you talking about?
You just pour a whole can of Coca-Cola into your toilet and you clean with it.
Really?
Yeah. I saw it on YouTube. Works like brilliant.
Wow. I saw on YouTube where somebody takes a human tooth and puts it in some Coca-Cola.
Ooh, what happens?
It disappears.
It disappears, but how long?
It takes a long time.
Oh, okay. So I'm okay.
It takes a long, like weeks.
Okay. I'm okay.
Yeah. Maybe. You might be okay.
I'll be okay.
So you're going to stick with Saquon Barkley. I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen. I think the rookie of the year is going to be a running back, and it's not going to be Saquon Barkley.
Oh, God. You think it's going to be the guy from the Patriots?
I hope not. No, I don't think so.
No?
He won't be able to figure it out in New England in that short of time. We'll see. I don't even want to put a... I mean, looking at the numbers that Vegas put out, they like Lamar Jackson. So it goes Barkley, Mayfield, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, and Calvin Ridley, and Darius, is it Guichi? No, it's not.
Guichi?
I don't think so. I don't think it's Guichi.
Are we allowed to talk Infinity War yet? No.
No, we can't talk about it.
Everyone died.
Yeah, everyone died. We can't talk about the Infinity War.
Okay.
Honestly, we'll probably never talk about it. Maybe when the next movie comes out.
We're never going to talk about it?
I mean, it's just like, honestly, the movie's fine. I'm glad I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
At the Alamo Draft House. I love the Alamo.
I went to the UA. I'm a UA guy.
I like the UA too. I've been going to the UA for a long time. As long as Jason Witten's been in the NFL.
Wow.
Yeah.
He looks a lot better than you.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
He's slightly younger than me. Isn't that crazy? I think of him as like a grizzled old man.
Is he slightly younger than me?
He's born in 82.
He's older than me. He looks better than me, but...
He looks good.
He's had a good life.
He looks good. He's slightly younger than me. It's really strange to wrap my head around that. I just stopped fantasizing about becoming a professional athlete.
You just...
Like months ago.
Like, I still think there's a chance for me.
You still think there's a shot? You still, like, when you have a minute in your head, you're, like, picturing yourself
I still think the rookie of the year thing could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tendons have healed a little tight.
A little tight.
And then the doctor says, funky butt loving.
Funky butt loving chicken.
Chicken? I don't remember that part.
Wasn't he say chicken?
No. He breaks the doctor's nose, and the doctor says in agony, he yells, funky butt loving.
I thought he said funky butt loving chicken.
No.
No. Josh, no?
No, let's go to the videotape. Josh, no. No chicken, just funky butt loving.
Maybe that's what I say.
Honestly, I think that's a good idea for a restaurant if you're looking to open a business. okay, so NBA playoffs.
Which have been boring. They've been boring.
I wanted to see more out of the Sixers, man.
They've been boring, man. It's been blowout after blowout. It's been a boring NBA playoffs.
You're only saying that because you hate LeBron James. The Cavs edge out the Raptors at the last second. That was a fun game.
I only say that because why do you start a game at fucking 6 o'clock? Why do the Raptors get shitted on? Why are you putting on a game at 6 o'clock?
Why are you putting the best basketball player of his generation on at 6 o'clock?
Why are you putting a team that is carrying a nation on at 6 o'clock?
Is that the Raptors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think all of Canada...
Remember the North.
All of Canada...
The North remembers.
All of Canada left the slopes early.
Don't you think the Raptors...
They left their ski instructor jobs
if early. I was Toronto, wouldn't you change your name to be like Game of Thrones? Isn't Game of Thrones more popular than...
Canada in general?
Than Jurassic Park?
Okay. Okay. Well, they've spent a lot of time with the name the Raptors.
They have. But imagine if they just called themselves the North. The North remembers.
I don't know.
I like it.
The Watch?
What are those little fucking... What are those dire wolves? They have the dire wolves.
The dire wolves?
The dire wolves.
Yeah.
People could dress up.
I don't like the Raptors. I don't like anything about it. The dinosaur is a mascot. It's dumb.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as dumb as...
I mean, they basically made the name because Lost World came out the year they came out.
Right. Well, they were riding on the popularity of Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Seems like something Canadian franchise would do.
That was something in the 90s about wizards and fucking Raptors.
I will never understand why the Wizards became the Wizards.
I mean, why do we have to get away from
the
Bullets?
I understand why the Bullets, because they were the murder capital of the world, Washington, D.C. So they
Well, we can keep the Redskins, but God forbid the Bullets.
Well, I agree with that, too.
Holy God.
I agree with that,
too. By the way, the Redskins might finally get their wish and get rid of Dan Schneider. Did you hear that story?
About the topless cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it.
So, I wish that was James Dolan who did that.
Honestly, was it him?
I mean, he has to be a part of it, right?
I don't know. I didn't read the story because I saw that and I don't want to become like into that Redskin sunken place. You know what I mean? I want to try to maintain a level of positivity.
Supposedly they were treated like escorts.
Right. They were like, okay, now it's time for you to take your tops off and take photos with our rich friends. And they're like, really? And they did it. And they did it.
Oh, boy. I wish that was James Dolan who did that. I'm waiting for a Me Too James Dolan moment so bad.
I don't know if Dan Snyder can get fired. I don't think he can be. No. I think he's going to be there as long as he wants to be, which is forever.
Forever?
Yeah. Oh,
God. Well, I don't care about that. I just want James Dolan out.
He's also can't get fired.
No. God.
He owns Madison Square Garden. Imagine that. He owns it. He owns Madison Square Garden.
He doesn't own it. His father owned it. And
he owns it. He owns Madison Square Garden. He can do whatever he wants.
I hate that guy. I hate him so much.
I think you're alone on that. I think overall he has a solid Q rating. I think most people would high five Dolan on the street and also enjoy seeing his band.
Oh, yeah. His band's amazing. Yeah. Take Me to Church. What song does he have?
Take Me to Church.
It's one of those songs. I know there's a song where he's singing in the church. He's terrible.
I have never listened to a single one of his songs, and I never will. They are a garbage band. Okay, let's talk about Cobra Kai a little bit, because...
I didn't watch it yet.
I don't think it's out.
Oh, okay.
But there's an article in the Times that one of the great New York Times writers, Mr. Jeremy Egner, wrote.
However, you can get a free Red Tube this week.
Is that right?
Yeah. YouTube Red.
Did you say Red Tube?
I mean, Red Tube's always free. Unless you want high def, which if anyone needs a password.
All right. What do they do?
What, RedTube?
No, if they want the,
I mean,
if they want
do
the
I need
password.
To explain that?
No, I don't need that explained, please.
Well, then just email us. If they need a password, just email us, and I'll throw it out there.
Okay, yeah, send us an email if you want to watch HD porn on Vinny's Dime. That seems like a good policy for our podcast to have. So the concept of this, which I guess we talked about, but somehow
Ralph Macchio is going to be that guy.
It escaped me. Yeah, I don't understand how you can how you can support this, Vinny. So
I think it's going to be great.
Johnny, who is the guy that illegally swept the leg after his coach, the Cobra Kai coach, told him sweep the leg.
Yes,
he is starting his own gym. He restarts Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Ralph Macchio, who is owns a successful car dealership, sees it and says something's always been missing in his life since he stopped doing? What's the verb?
Since
he stopped
Karateing?
Yeah, is it karateing?
Karateing?
No, I don't think so. Since he stopped being a karate
kid?
Man? Karate kid. Yeah, there you go. Hopefully someday he did turn into a karate man. Like off camera.
But obviously he didn't because he's missing something.
Maybe that's true. Maybe he's still inside. Maybe he's just still a little karate kid.
Maybe he is. I still feel like a little karate kid.
That's clear.
Peter Pan syndrome.
Yes.
Of all the syndromes I have.
So this article breaks down the guy that plays Johnny who restarted Cobra Kai. And it's the same two guys from the original movie, which
yes.
is crazy.
And it's the same two guys. They probably haven't been doing good for the last 20 years.
Yeah. What Ralph Macchio was in
the
what,
last thing I
see
him was Entourage.
Entourage, he was in like two episodes.
Two episodes when he got kicked out of the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, it was not a good look for Ralph. So here's the thing. This is the Johnny guy's breakdown of why Daniel's son is really the bad guy from Karate Kid. He has the cheap shot at the beach.
He does.
Remember that?
Honest Trailers already did this.
I have not seen that.
You haven't seen the Honest trailer about Karate Kid? That's where they got the idea.
It's a good idea because then there's the unprovoked water hose incident. Johnny's just trying to smoke a joint at the Halloween dance.
Yeah.
In the bathroom stall. And Daniel's son sprays him with a hose. And then they do hospitalize him, basically. But then in the final showdown, in Johnny's defense of himself, Johnny was fighting square and clean. And that's his quote, the guy, something Zabka that plays Johnny.
Yes.
Until his demented sensei ordered him to sweep Daniel's injured leg.
But doesn't Daniel do something pretty cheap at the end, too?
Well, if the crane.
Yeah.
If you call the crane cheap.
I mean, maybe.
No, it's not cheap.
I'm excited about the show.
The thing that I can't wrap my head around is you got a guy, you got an Italian guy from New York who goes to L.A., and he gets beat up by a bunch of surfer kids and then eventually wins. You're going to root against that Italian guy from New York City?
Oh, I'm not saying I'm rooting against him. I'm okay with him being the bad guy in this. I'm not saying whose side I'm on. This is like last night when you said the dumbest thing ever. Well, two nights ago when you said that Sonny's the villain in The Bronx Tale, which I have a huge fucking issue with.
Yes, Sonny is the villain in The Bronx Tale.
He's not a fucking villain.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't. Josh, is Sonny the villain in Bronx Tale?
Do you remember Bronx Tale? So Sonny is the mobster.
But he's the mobster.
Yeah.
He sees life.
Yeah.
He saved Joe Pesci's life.
He endangers it over and over again.
Hindsight, 50-50.
He's definitely the bad guy.
No, he isn't.
Yep.
No.
I think you need to address that maybe outside of the podcast. Maybe you need to address and I'll tell you what, I bet all of your friends are on the same page as you.
Oh, yeah. All of my friends are like, we're going to have emails. How can you say that Sonny's the bad guy?
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
No, he isn't.
Yep.
No. There's a screw loose there.
I have his screw loose?
Yeah. You have a huge... Right. I don't know how you could say he's the bad guy. That's like... So then, like I said yesterday, so that means Henry Hill's the bad guy in Goodfellas. No, he isn't. They're all... I mean, it's just a story. Maybe Ralph Macchio...
Henry Hill isn't the bad guy in Goodfellas. He's just the main character.
Here's the thing. Every story, right? Let's say me and you get into a fight, right? In your head, I'm the bad guy.
Not necessarily.
In my head, you're the bad guy.
Depends
right?
on why we got
so
in the
now
fight.
We're going to see Cobra Kai through another point of view, which I think is really cool.
Right.
It doesn't mean that Ralph Macchio is really the bad guy. It's just that we're seeing it from a different point of view.
So, it like
sort of like watching The Wire.
You're going to root for Johnny. It's not like watching The Wire. You're going to root for Johnny. I mean, The Wire is confusing because you like all those criminals.
Well, exactly. So I could like every criminal.
But you know that they're still bad. Like, Stringer Bell is bad.
I don't know that. Like, Tony Soprano was a pretty nice guy. You know, took care of his kids, you know. Well, loved animals. I mean...
He did love those
He did
ducks.
Murder Ralphie because he fucking killed Pio Mai.
He murdered a lot of people.
Yes.
He killed his cousin.
His cousin needed to go.
I agree.
I mean...
He'd made some mistakes.
He made some mistakes.
He couldn't control his anger.
At least he took care of his cousin. Oh, you talk about Tony B or Christopher?
Tony B.
Yeah. He took care of Tony B in a polite way before Tony B
He shot him with a shotgun.
About until Tony B would have got killed really, really
Is that
brutal.
That polite?
It is polite. When
he would have been tortured.
He would have been tortured. Yeah. So at least I'd rather go out with a shotgun than be tortured.
Right.
What he did to Christopher was a little,
Because he saw the stick going through the chair in the back of the car.
Yeah.
What is it called? The car seat, the child seat in the back of the car.
And
he was like, he's gonna kill that kid.
The only thing
Look at that stick through that car seat.
And guess what
this
happened?
This guy's not going to be a good dad.
His luck changed because Tony was on a really bad losing streak gambling.
Right.
And once Christopher died, everything changed for him.
Yep. He was a real albatross.
He was. And then he did peyote. That was a good episode.
That was a crazy episode.
It was.
They did a lot of those weird episodes. Like, remember when the fish told him that...
That's one of my favorite episodes. That's when Pussy dies.
Right, when he realizes
that... Hey, Tone.
He knew all along...
$2.99 pone.
He knew all along that
you know I'm talking
Big
to
Pussy
the feds,
was
Tone.
Talking to the feds. He knew all along.
He did.
It took a dream for him to realize
him, it. Christopher and Adriana pick him up in a clown car on the beach at Asbury Park.
That's right.
Great, that's a nice one. It was the clams. Had food poisoning.
That's right.
So yeah, hindsight. Anyone could be the bad guy.
I still don't
I'm
think you made
watch
a good
Cobra,
point at all. I don't
I'm
think you've
make,
proven anything.
I'm going to make Cobra Kai. It's just going to be an enjoyable thing to
all
watch.
All right, this is what we'll do. We'll watch Cobra Kai and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I'll watch the first episode of Cobra Kai.
Okay.
All right? And we'll talk about it. Okay. What else? Do you want to... This Sixers-Celtics game, it's right now it's 31-22.
Sixers.
Yeah, I want to take the Sixers too. I'm not going to bet on the Celtics.
No, don't bet the Celtics tonight. Sixers are going to win that game.
Yeah.
I took the Sixers and the Rockets in a two-team parlay. I know the Rockets are playing tomorrow night, but I took both those teams.
Rockets are going to win tomorrow.
Yes. If they don't win tomorrow, they're in trouble.
They're going to win. There's no way. But I'll tell you what. Based on this series and also the last series. Excuse me.
Bless you.
I don't think that they have, and all season I was entertaining this idea that they could possibly beat the Warriors.
They'll give them a good series. I still think it'll go 6 or 7.
It'll be
the only fun series we get in the NBA playoffs.
Six maximum.
Seven. It could go 7. We'll see. We'll talk about it when we get down that path. How about those Yankees today? What a game.
So they won 3 out of 4 against Houston.
That's huge.
This is the last thing I wanted to talk about. They won 3 out of 4 against Houston. The hugest thing, I think, is Giancarlo yesterday. Against Dallas Keuchel, the guy that has killed the Yankees.
And the pitching's been great.
For years, he hits 2 home runs against him. It was the first time the Yankees had hit a home run against Dallas Keuchel.
Yes.
No Yankee had hit a home run until Stanton yesterday. It's amazing. This Yankee team, Didi coming up and being the best player in baseball for the month of April was an incredible thing.
Sanchez,
low average. His catching's been better. He's still not running the first base.
But he's crushing the ball.
But, man, he's hitting home runs. And the lineup is brutal. It is brutal. I really like this Yankee team. Severino is one of the, I don't know, 5 best pitchers
right now
in Major League Baseball right now. Well, it'll be interesting to see. And they won 3 out of 4 against Houston, who is still the favorite to win the AL pennant. To win the World Series, they're the favorite. So it's been a great week for the Yankees, a great month, and a great beginning of the season. I'm really excited. I've been watching every day.
It's funny, but we talked about, and you always mention it, this is you, but baseball has really hit, speaking of basketball and all these other sports, tank mode.
Yeah.
Like, teams are just, definitely. Like, it's baseball's going to have to do something about that, too. I mean, there are teams that are just horrendous. I mean, horrendous. The haves and have-nots, I don't think it's ever been this big. Like, there are some teams that aren't even put, like the Reds.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
Yeah,
the White Sox, the Marlins, like, these teams are not, everyone's shitting on the Marlins. There's about 5 or 6 teams that are not putting out major league-ready teams.
I think the Marlins' biggest problem was hiring Derek Jeter. They became so high-profile. And also, I mean, they've done this. The Marlins have done this to success over and over again throughout. They've won World Series, and then they've traded their entire team.
I fucking hate them.
I mean,
it works. I hate them more than any team in baseball.
The Marlins?
Yes.
Really?
Because of the way they ruin the fucking game. It's disgusting that they could actually win World Series and then they sell off and it's a shit show.
So the 76ers tanked for years.
But I don't think the Sixers would do that on a consistent basis. I think they did it once. I don't think they would ever do it again.
Well, the hope is not.
No.
You know what I mean? The hope is that you don't. I mean, that's the thing about...
The Marlins, to me, do it as a business.
They do it as a business.
And
correct.
And I think it's
If they're at a certain point at the All-Star break, they spend money. They don't trade guys. No. They don't have prospects. Their farm system is a joke.
But now they'll collect revenue sharing, and I think it's bullshit. I don't think teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers should have to throw money at a team like the Marlins.
When their attendance is 10%.
10%, and when they don't even try. I don't think they should be getting part of this revenue sharing. I think it's absolute bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care about the Yankees paying the revenue.
I do.
Whatever.
I do.
The Steinbrenners are going to be fine.
I'm sure they are.
The Steinbrenners are going to be, they're going to make it through. But, I mean, that being said, you know, there are some... I'll tell you what, the Diamondbacks are a great team to watch.
They are.
It's going to be an interesting season in the NL West.
What's interesting is that I thought the Mets might keep a better record than the Yankees, maybe till the middle of May, and now it's already gone.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. At least DeGrom isn't hurt, right?
He's going to be hurt. I think, I don't know. I still don't trust the Mets and their doctors and all the bullshit they throw at me.
I mean, when you leave a game clutching a limb, like he did.
Yes.
That's never... There's some... And they're like, no, he'll make the next start. It's like, ooh.
How about you push him back one?
Push him back one.
Why do we need him fucking for next
start? Put him on the 10-day DL.
Like, come on, guys.
Get it together.
And what's with the Mets and guys getting hurt swinging the fucking bat? That's 2 years in a row. Conforto, him. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who else gets hurt swinging a fucking bat?
I probably could.
I mean... I get that. We should play baseball.
Nah.
Are you good?
No, I never played baseball in my life.
I'm not that good.
I had a catch.
Are you good at basketball? We should play one-on-one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We could take bets from the fans.
We could.
Win.
The fans would definitely bet me. I'm definitely faster than you.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Heart problem and all, I think I could outrun you.
Oh, that's right.
It's a little one.
I could just get your heart rate up. Maybe, like, let's take 5. We smoke a couple cigarettes. all right. Honestly, I think I'm going to wrap it up. So, are we going to make a bet this week?
No.
We bet on the Cavs-Raptors series.
No, maybe next week I'll beat you again in draft.
Okay.
We'll do that. We'll do it again next week.
Actually, let's do a draft tonight. Let's do a draft tonight after this.
Okay.
Let's do a head-to-head. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks as always to Mr. Josh Archer for running our peerless sound. Thank you to Brandon Cruz and Summit 68 for hosting us. Thank you to the Raptors for blowing this entire series and giving me this bet. It's going to be nice to have this win. Please rate us on iTunes, folks. We've gotten a few more ratings. We need more. Send some emails in so we have something to talk about. And tune in next week to If I Was a Betting Man.